Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again. Would you believe it is a Saturday night, 9 o'clock. It is Jumping In here on Manx Radio, the very best in modern and contemporary jazz, with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. It's nice to see the daffodils lining the roads along with the yellow of the gorse and the electric trams trundling along again. Sure sign that spring has sprung, or is it a sign that snow's on the way? Still, with energy prices on the rise, perhaps you should enjoy jumping in outside with a solar radio, although you may have to switch hemispheres to do that, or you could just settle down in the dark and lose yourself for the next hour, confident you're saving energy as we bring you some of the best jazz sounds around. So, other than the World Bonnig Championships, what's sprung forth for you this week, H?
Yes, a little story from an old friend and a great favourite of ours for many a year, Eberhard Weber. Once upon a time, live in Avignon. Mark Turner is returning from the stars, and we might see if we can get a little bit of the 11th hour in.
And for me, there's never one around when you need it. The journey gets underway. We take our leave, and to put you in the mood of the season, here's Danish drummer Stefan Pasborg with Stravinsky's Spring Round Dance. Stuff. Yes, as a child, Danish drummer Stefan Pasberg was perhaps exposed to more than his share of classical music, particularly ballet visits, notably to see his dancer mother in Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, which always stuck with him, along with the composer's Firebird Suite. And here we hear his interpretation of Spring Round Dance, performed live with the UMO Helsinki Jazz Orchestra. This is one of two live tracks on the album, actually my two favourites, probably, with the others being a small ensemble called Blood, Sweat, Drum and Bass. But a great vibrant rendering of the pieces throughout, or pieces inspired by throughout, and despite the horns, drums, Hammonds and electronics, I think Igor would have liked them. The album is called Ritual Dancers and is out now on Sunnyside Records, and thanks to them for sending us their copy.
Wonderful stuff. We're heading to a man well known to this programme, we've loved for many a year, Eberhard Weber, whether his own albums or playing with Jan Garbrick. going back to Silent Feet, one of the first albums I heard when I got into ECM and the whole jazz thing, and the Yellow Fields and such like, wonderful albums. Sadly, of course, he did have a stroke several years ago and hasn't been able to perform for quite a few years now. Happily, has brought out several more albums of some stuff he did in the past, whether they be solo concerts or bass solo gigs he'd, or solo spots he'd done in the middle of Jan gigs, which he sort of linked together very cleverly. There's been several ones that have been very good. A new one came out, to our shame, it came out last November. I don't think we featured it on the programme yet. Once Upon a Time, Live in Avignon. This is actually from Eberhard on a rare evening in the southern France in the midst of what was then an adventurous series of solo bass concerts going back to 1994. It's part of the Festival International de Contrebasse, organised by another great European bass player, Barrett Phillips, who I think has retired himself from professional playing or playing now around the circuit. Financial Times called Eberhard an exceptional bass player who can shine in all styles and says it's hard to imagine that anyone else could play what Weber plays. I wouldn't disagree with that. See if you recognise this. Thank you. Eberhard Weber with his one-man show, as it was there back in the day in 1994, would you believe? My Favourite Things. So looping himself, as he often did with them. I think he had the sort of pedals then. I think there were digital pedals around the 1990s, as far as I recall. We saw him several times where he seemed to do that thing just simply with foot pedals, where you loop a little phrase and then loop another phrase on top, and then he improvises over the top of that with them looping together. Very, very clever, very well done, and he was a master at it purely on his own five-string upright electric bass, which he had custom-made. He never called himself, and never has called himself, a jazzer as much. He says, I'm classically trained, that's my background. I'm not a jazz bassist per play. I play European improvised music. Well worth checking this one out. ECM, Once Upon a Time in Live in Avignon. As it says, jewels from the Eberhard Weber's most prolific periods and one of the bass player's especially successful solo concerts, recorded by Gérard Haro at the Théâtre des Halles in Avignon on the 9th of August 1994, and not mixed until, would you believe, 2021. Came out at the back end of last year.
And very good it is too. And as we've said before, can't go much wrong with a touch of Eberhard. And when ECM started to do a lot of those mid-price releases, they did bring out a box set with all the Colours albums together. If you don't have those, go and spoil yourself. That'd be a real treat. Now, next up from me, a trumpeter who's been a mainstay of the New York scene for over 40 years, appearing as a sideman in bands with Horace Silver, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Art Blakey and Phil Woods, just for starters. And more recently, has his own big band, 2019, released the Omni-American Songbook. And now, aged 65, just coming into his best, I think, trumpeter Bryant Lynch is revisiting his own compositions with his own band, and what he says will be the first in the series of songbooks, so he can control them as he'll own all the copyrights from the quirkily named Songbook Volume 1 Bus Stop Serenade, where he reflects on two different arrangements of 9 songs over 2 discs. Here's 24/7.
Thank you.
quintet sounding much more like a big band than it ought to. That's Brian Lynch with 24/7 from his recently released songbook Volume 1, Bus Stop Serenade. A really lovely straight-ahead set, this, with a top ensemble and solo playing from a tight band of really top players. Jim Snodaro on alto, Orin Evans on piano, Boris Kozlov on the bass, Donald Edwards on the drums, and top trumpet and flugel playing from Brian Lynch. Definitely one to look out for.
Most certainly is. You are listening to Jumping In here on Manx Radio with Chris and myself, H. All the best in modern and contemporary jazz. A little roundup of some great new releases, or perhaps something you haven't heard of late, or a new artist. It's what we're all about, really. Checking out all the new stuff coming out and maybe playing some ones from years past, or a year past, or many years past, you might not have heard before. That's what it's all about, exploring the music. And we do hope you enjoy it. Here's one which is just about to come out, March the 25th, a new one from Mark Turner, the tenor saxophonist. I've always been a great fan of his. It sort of can be very intellectual at times. I think he can be quite intense, but equally he can blow. His new one is called Return from the Stars. It sees him in the company of Jason Palmer on trumpet, Joe Martin double bass, and Jonathan Pinson at the drums. I'm liking it already. I think it's already on my list for one of my albums of the year. This track is called Bridgetown. Bridgetown. Really enjoying that. Mark Turner's latest ECM one, Return from the Stars. It's out on the 25th of March, so you probably get your hands in it already, I dare say. Been a frequent artist on ECM for the last 12 years, so not that many under his own name, though. Lathe of Heaven was 2014. It's the first since then. An open sort of album. No chordal instrument, as you might have noticed, so it does keep the music sort of wide open, and they can go between sort of quite structured and very loose very easily. He works in a sort of Milesian fashion from the notes he puts down. He says, I don't like to say a lot about the compositions. I just like to write a piece of music and know that the people I've chosen to play it are basically allow them to play the way they play, which I think is sort of straight out of the Miles Davis hymn book, that one, just allowing them, sorry, right, here's an idea, let's improvise over it. Great drumming from Jonathan Pinson there. I don't know Jonathan Pinson at all, and you look at his CV, well, yeah, he's only played with a little minor artists like Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Greg Osby, and also Kasami Washington, Ambrose Akinmurese, and Dave Liebman. And you think, wow, and he's still in his 20s. Wonderful stuff, like I said, out very shortly, and I'm fairly certain it'll be in one of my records of the year come the end of 2022.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's always a risk being near the beginning of the year, but it is a really, really good album. And yeah, we've been wasting our time, H-Boy. We should have had at least 20 or 30 top names on our lists. Next now, an interesting release from a Yale undergraduate, another very young person, Ben Beckman, and his old school high school friend, Roshan Nair. Ben was taking a leave of absence from his studies in classical composition and piano at Yale because he wanted to go out and see some more live music, and there wasn't much on campus, when his old school friend Roshan Nair, a jazz performance major on sax at a different school, got in touch and asked if Ben would like to write a jazz rock suite for him. Having previously had some classical music composed for him by Ben when the two were at school, the outcome turned into a 6-month project sourcing funding on crowdfunding platform Kickstarter, and the album Voyage was the result. Here's Departure.
Thank you.
departure from Ben Beckman and Roshan Nair. Before this project, Beckman had never written any jazz, and he said he drew from his background in classical composition, taking inspiration from prog rock, instrumental metal, and Indian classical music. The result is certainly an interesting mix, difficult to pigeonhole, and an interesting listen throughout. And as before, the pair are both still in their early 20s, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more from them in the future.
Absolutely right. Listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H.
Thank you. This is Mark Elias, saluting Chris and H on Jumpin' In.
Classic, haven't heard that for a long time. The Oscar Peterson Trio, Canadiana Seed Plus Suite Plus Saint-Henri swings, as we were saying, effortlessly. And before that, the wonderful Jonathan Blake. He's got a new one out in Blue Note. Hopefully we'll get our hands on that very shortly. A second outing for Mark Turner on tenor sax there, Kevin Hayes piano, Ben Street bass, and Jack Shore the alto sax. Jonathan Blake, another of those fantastic new composer drummers who seem to be around and growing like Topsy at the moment.
Very good indeed. I got Trion by him, which is it was a super album as well. And yes, you always feel refreshed after that Oscar. Well, that's about it for this week's show. But before we go, we've just got time to hear a track from bassist Matt Ridley, whose Antidote album was one of my favourites last year. Well, he inspired me to look back at his first two releases, and I found both of them equally enjoyable. From his second release, Meta, here he is in duet with Jason Yard. We'll leave you with the aptly named Music to Drive Home To. See you next week.
Enjoy the sun.
Bye for now.